It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In a new low for political civility in Greece, the spokesman of a far-right party physically attacked two female politicians on live TV. Police have issued a warrant for the man's arrest, and as Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens, the incident shows how polarized Greece has become just days before an election.
The guests on Greek talk shows are often loud, excitable, and argumentative, but until today they were never physically violent. The scene was a morning TV debate. The guests included Elias Kassidiaris, the spokesman of Golden Dawn, a far-right extremist group linked to violent attacks against immigrants. Kassidiaris, who served in the Greek Special Forces, got into a shouting match with two rival politicians, Liana Kaneli, a communist, and Rena Dhuru, who's with the leftist Syriza party. Kaneli accused Golden Dawn of shady connections with police. Then Dhuru said the party would set back Greece 500 years. And Kassidiaris snapped. He threw a glass of water in Dhuru's face, and then, to the horror of the host, who kept screaming, "No, no, no," he stood up and hit Kaneli in the face. Three times. Nick Malkoutsis, an editor at the Greek newspaper Kathimerini, says Greeks are horrified at the act.
Greece is still a very sort of traditional male-dominated society, and punching a woman is completely unacceptable to most people, let alone if you're doing it on live TV.
Kaneli told reporters later that the attack shamed the entire country. It happened to be my face, she said, but there are many faces that get hit by these people, faces of weak and scared victims that we never see. Political science professor Kostas Ifandis says he hopes voters now see Golden Dawn for who they really are.
These people are not just pro-violence, it's the definition of political violence. The hope is that at least some of those 440,000 people who voted for them will realize what their choice was.
Golden Dawn leader Nicholas Michaloliakos blamed the two women for provoking his party spokesman into losing his temper. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.